It's a sweltering Monday afternoon at the Georgia Tech marching band practice, and most of the students are wearing green in honor of their upcoming trip. Trombonist Tristan Allen is one of them. He's excited and a little nervous.
Well, flying on the plane, I don't know if I'd call that exciting per se, more existential terror, but the actual trip itself, Ireland, I'm really looking forward to seeing the nuanced sort of differences in culture.
Band director Chris Moore says the trip will see a veritable who's who in Georgia bring Southern culture and business to Ireland.
The governor, the mayor, folks on the Board of Regents, the Georgia Tech president, a lot of administrators, CEOs, executives from Atlanta to go over and experience Dublin and the Irish culture.
There's a strong history between the Peach State and the Emerald Isle. An Irish priest saved several Atlanta churches from being burned during the Civil War. And Savannah hosts the second largest St. Patrick's Day celebration outside Ireland. GPB Sports senior correspondent John Nelson says football is another avenue to explore global connections between countries.
You're seeing American college football expand its reach and expand its base. And it's a recruiting tool, and it's also a way to expand your brand over time.
The game comes at a time when the connections between Georgia and Ireland are growing stronger. Companies like Coca-Cola, UPS, and Equifax have invested in the country. Coke CEO Muhtar Kent is one of the business leaders joining Governor Deal and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed on this weekend's trip. Irish companies like building materials maker Oldcastle and call center firm BoxPro are expanding their presence in the state. Nelson says football serves as a logical economic extension.
Athletics is big business now, and when you have sponsors tied to athletics, it all rubs off, and it's almost a trickle-down theory of sports economics, I guess is the best way to phrase it, where you have all of these different tentacles overlapping each other, and the centerpiece is that football game.
The state has a growing trade relationship with Ireland, exporting $146 million in goods and importing almost $800 million every year. Shane Stevens is the country's consul general in Atlanta.
I think this is going to put Georgia and Atlanta more on the map, make people think about the area more. And then when they look into the details, they're going to find it very attractive.
So the cultural and economic ties are there, but why Georgia football? And why now? Stevens says that he noticed football energizes people in Georgia, and he hopes bringing that to Ireland will create a love affair between the state and his country. On the high school side, Blessed Trinity, Marist, and Westminster are packing up for their own cultural excursions. Westminster Athletic Director Tim Downs explains the primary draw for these students isn't the game.
The idea of making this meaningful both in terms of athletics, but also academics and cultural, was the key piece to this. We would not just be going to Dublin, Ireland to play a football game.
Avery Rhodes is the team captain who has plenty he's looking forward to on this trip.
I'm looking forward to bonding with my teammates. I'm looking forward to getting our first win of the season and also seeing some of the sights.
As far as the sights they'll see, there are three cultural excursions in between practices. This is a school field trip, after all.
We've created a fun scavenger hunt for our students to have some fun, but also a little bit of learning about Ireland and Irish culture.
The Georgia Tech Boston College game will be in Aviva Stadium in Dublin in front of a crowd of more than 48,000. Almost half of those in attendance will be coming from outside Ireland. For those of you traveling to Ireland this weekend or anytime soon, Consul General Stevens has a few words for you.
Cad Mille Fáilte, which is 100,000 welcomes, and I also want to say to them, Gonairí an Bohorlat, which is the best of luck to you in our native language, Irish.
For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.